you're going to say last time on the Dice of Thunder podcast.
Last time on the Thunder Dark cast.
Perfect.
50. We don't have a day. Right?
That is a thing.
I think that's the biggest problem, is we don't have a day.
No, you both have to pass a DC 25 check.
Easy. Let's go.
All right. Starting with the occultism roll.
I feel like this should be a secret check.
Oh,
it's supposed
so?
To be a secret check.
I told two of the candles. Listen, I'm not into culty crap.
I mean, you are.
Are you the expert?
Yeah. Storm clouds begin to form over the area as Luton channels the power of Gozre. And you turn and you look at Kairos, and his eyes are rolled back in his head, and he's locked in a trance.
If he's doing some Stranger Things stuff, I'm not touching him.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just going to watch.
So you watch. That was definitely not your father's voice.
Oh. No.
I must return home. Immediately. I must depart. Shall follow.
What?
What?
Well, Kairos is gone.
Luton and Darnayru are level 10. So,
wow.
And then seated right at the bar, there is a lizard folk man with his back to you guys.
The tempest spoke to me in my meditation, warned me of a great danger growing in the east. The wind guided me, brought me here, told me to seek a warrior, a protector of the waves, with skin of radiant blue. And he turns to you, Luton.
Oh, he knew your name?
I am Luton.
My name is Ixil Throxos.
I'm sorry?
And we're going to find out a lot more about him in the next episode of the Dice of Thunder podcast. Nailed it. Hey, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of the Dice of Thunder podcast. And as we're creeping into the Christmas season, what's the one Christmas song that you wish could be erased from existence? Thank you, Jordan, for the idea.
Absolutely.
Great. Would you go first? Because you clearly have a thought on this.
I have it queued up.
All right.
Santa Baby needs to die.
Oh.
Like
Santa Baby.
That was mine.
Despise that song.
That's actually a pretty rough one. You're right.
Man, it's so annoying.
Terrible.
Wow. Well, what else though? Because I mean, there's the two that I always go to is the Last Christmas and Gave Me More. Like, I don't like that one.
Yeah.
I'm not in the Mariah Carey jam. I'm like, okay, those could go, but those are like normal picks.
Baby, what? It's cold outside.
No. What's wrong with that one?
It's it's creepy,
pretty
bro.
Creepy,
it's
creepy, bro. I really must. She's like,
it's cold.
I really
I gotta go. She's like, I gotta go.
Do you want to sing a duet with me?
I really can't stay.
Oh,
but you're cold. Creeping me out.
It's cold outside.
But you're creeping me out, and I don't live here, and I want to go home to my house.
Your husband will be home soon.
Baby, it's cold out there.
I don't know it, but I don't like it.
You got to switch. He's going to bury me in the back.
You got to switch the roles.
Yeah, switch the roles.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun,
I really should go.
No, baby, stay here.
But if you think about it in the sense of a courting man to a woman that he is
it's
very
too
interested
much, bro. Chill out, bro.
Do you have a full defense prepared for this? Because it's a song that needs a full defense.
If she likes you, she won't say she has to go.
Bingo. I'm just saying. Oh, yeah. Well, no, not true.
I have another one. What's the one I saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus?
Yeah, that one's pretty.
That one's. Why are you ruining Santa Claus? That's. You're just putting it out there for
the
kids listening.
I'm okay with that.
No, that Santa's not
I'm
real.
I'm Santa in our house.
Well, not everybody's house.
I know.
Is like
that's
yours.
Why I tell my boys, I'm like, don't you spoil it for nobody else.
I'm going to tell my dad.
You guys are writing letters to Santa? I'll deliver them to my dad for you if you want. That's not what I meant.
My child goes to school and tells people, hey, come here. Santa's not real.
Nice.
That's terrible.
You're welcome. Next. You, come here.
Yeah.
Next.
Hey, listen, it's time to grow up. Come here.
Hey, be free.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm like, hey, so don't do that.
Christmas spirit.
Don't do that.
Caps be had out there. I wish I knew how.
Oh, you picked the creepiest one. No, the she and him version.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love
that. That's the mushroom version. Here, take this. I want to have a conversation with you in 30 minutes.
Oh, man. What other songs, though? What's I don't yours? Know if there's any other songs we can get rid of.
Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
Oh, yeah, that's bad.
Well, that's pretty new.
Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
It just gets so stuck in your ears.
I like them.
They all do. They all do.
That's basically yours? A Beatles song.
It's cold outside. The
yeah,
he oh, that was yours. Okay.
Yeah. Well, here's a hot take: the Beatles are trash.
Whoa!
I mean, I wouldn't go that far, but they're not my favorite.
Get out of here! I like saying that in front of Duncan.
Yeah, he's some of the best so songwriters
mad.
Ever.
He gets pretty mad.
So mad.
Yeah.
I've never liked a single Beatles song.
What?
You're nuts.
It's
there's
just,
none.
They're just mid to me, all of them.
What?
Yesterday.
Yeah, how do you say that?
All
yesterday.
My troubles seem so far away.
Paperback Writer. That's my favorite.
Oh, Paperback so good. Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
You guys are singing the same song, right?
Shut up, dude.
You don't.
That is an unpopular
you're not
opinion.
Musician,
you need
so
to probably listen back to some of their stuff.
I don't think so.
It's just their greatest hits albums. I think sure. You'd hear some of them
bang,
be like, oh.
Bang,
you know what's on that? Yellow Submarine.
Hey,
one
Jude.
Of the stupidest songs of all time.
I don't like Yellow Submarine.
That's not a good one.
I don't like
no, that's on their greatest hits,
I wanna
though.
Hold
yeah,
your
I don't like that song.
Hand.
That's a great song.
Need somebody yeah. help. Not just anybody help. You know I need someone help. So good. So good. Dude.
That's a One Direction song.
Get the freak out of here, man.
I'm taping all of this.
I literally am taping all of this. Anyway, Christmas songs suck, and that's what we're, and the Beatles. That's what we were talking about.
No, I'm not a fan of, you don't like the Beatles? I don't like Christmas.
Just like the whole general holiday?
Not into it.
Why?
The birth of Jesus, huh?
It's that's not what it is. It's not, it has nothing to do with
he likes Christmas has become.
But what about
it's like the energy, it's like the vibe, it's like the
angst.
Holy night,
yeah, it's like
the night when I get presents.
No, I don't mind all
Eric
that.
Cartman.
Yeah. It's just a lot of energy for nothing.
I just don't love how early it's starting.
It does start super early.
It started in October this year.
No, you're good. Sorry, honey.
Sorry, I'll stop.
She hates salt.
Thank you.
Because I thought that was Scooby-Doo.
It's funny, but the sound, I can't. It's like nails on a chalkboard.
I agree.
That's Christmas.
It's really bad.
Funny nails on a funny chalkboard.
I like Family Guy too, but same thing. I can't.
Family
watch
Guy used
very
to be
much.
Good. Family Guy
can't
used watch to be good. For like long bursts.
Yeah. I had Family Guy on the other day, just when I was
one up.
Doing some work, and like, my wife was like, "What is happening?" She's like, "What? What is happening?"
Was it new or old?
It was old.
Oh, that's good stuff then.
Yeah. And I was like, it was just some Family Guy, just on as white noise. She's like, I can't.
Yeah.
You got to turn this off.
Yeah.
What's better is Bob's Burgers. Is
Bob's Burgers is great.
100 times better.
Oh, it is awesome. She was like, this is a lot.
I agree.
Good for her.
Yeah.
She's Mrs.
She's
Gibson.
She's a better human than I am.
Ha!
Thought you were having a stroke. You okay?
Oh, it's Tina.
Yeah.
Oh. What, she's driving the car?
Okay,
turn. Turn. Okay, turn. Okay, turn. Turn now. Turn. Turn. Hit the brake. Hit the brake. Crash.
I've never seen it, so I don't get the reference.
Yeah. You've never seen Bob's Burgers?
No. Neither have I.
It's so good.
You're welcome. No, just start at episode zero and go. Yep.
I'm going to be honest. You guys didn't 100% did not sell me on it.
No, I know.
I can catch the vibe.
100%.
There's no build. Just get in. Go.
Yeah.
Okay. Just go. Yep. Tina's my favorite.
Yep. All I know is it's the same guy who voiced Archer.
Yeah.
Voices Bob.
H. Yeah. John Benjamin.
H. John Benjamin.
At the end of every show, there's a dance number. There's like a song number.
Yeah.
But you don't like music, so you don't know.
A completely new song based on what happened in the episode.
You guys are supposed to give us reasons why we should watch it.
I like it.
That's a great reason
to watch
it.
Because it's
clever, clean writing. Like, they prove that a show can be funny without having to be crude.
I like
that's
that.
Dope.
It is crass, but not crude.
Right.
There's fart jokes in it. So, Brittany, you love
those.
Oh,
that's our speed. Yeah.
Scatologically speaking.
So, it's the Dice of Thunder podcast.
Yeah,
it is an animated version of the Dice. You could take our show and put it in a, like, in a, like a, what do you call that? Like a little cut scene in Bob's Burgers fit right in. Boom.
Yep.
Bob's Burgers, give us a call.
Still not convinced. No. If that doesn't get you,
nothing will.
Nothing will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll give it a look.
It's like scabies.
I got this recommendation once to watch Rick and Morty from an awesome nerdy friend of ours. You remember?
You're talking about Clinton?
Clinton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bill?
No.
He's dirty.
Not nerdy.
Watch Rick and Morty.
I love watching. I love
first
watching
episode
Rick and
Morty. I tried to watch was just burp noises the whole time.
It's disgusting. It
drives me crazy.
Oh yeah,
it
you is don't troubling. Like burp noises, huh?
The show Rick and Morty is the underbelly of a society. I can't do a very good Bill Clinton.
That's pretty good, that's Bill really Clinton, good. My guy.
It's okay.
This is my first time.
Needs work.
See, no, extend the
I appreciate
bowels
the
more.
Honest feedback.
Extend the bowels more.
Extend the bowels.
Open them up
I
a little bit.
I could tell it was Bill Clinton.
That's good. Okay.
I
that's
didn't think good. It was Richard Pryor.
I call it winning.
That's great.
For sure.
That's
not
great.
Richard Pryor.
Dracula.
Yes.
Best bit ever.
Dracula.
I need to
what
watch
kind of name is Dracula?
Hear No Evil, See No Evil with our daughter. We need to
that
watch that
movie.
Like as a family
that's
movie.
That's a great
rewatch it in general.
Anyway.
Brewster's Millions.
It's where Gene Wilder
Brewster's Millions
is a deaf guy, and Richard Pryor is a blind guy, and the two of them have to like team up to
solve
some
crime.
I've never seen it.
It's so good.
Comedy gold.
Gene Wilder.
You've never seen that movie?
No, and I love
it. He's a genius.
Did you know Willy Wonka was supposed to have a cane?
Yeah.
In the entire situation,
and he was like,
"But
this
he
is
was
stupid.
Like, no, he's not going to have a cane. He's not going to like freaking need it, you know."
I love he's like, just let the cameras roll. And that whole opening scene, he's like, just roll the camera.
Yeah,
and he did.
And
he
just
did. And he does
I'll
that.
Show you why he doesn't need a cane in one scene.
It was so great.
It was amazing.
Because Gene Wilder is Willy Wonka.
He is.
He is Willy
Wonka. Because
Timmy
Depp is
did
not.
A good job. Timmy, you did a good job.
Who's Timmy?
Timothy Chalamet.
Oh.
Timothy Chalamet.
The newest one.
The
but
newest
I'm saying,
one.
The prequel to Wonka.
Gene Wilder.
The prequel we didn't need.
Stop it.
At all.
I agree. But it ain't no
so
Gene Wilder.
Weird, man.
It
like, there's
weird.
A prequel to The Wizard of Oz. Wicked?
Unnecessary.
Well, that's... But that play has been around for years and years.
It's
and
stupid.
Years, so,
hey, look at
no,
at
it shouldn't show. Be a movie. I 100% agree.
Stupid.
I 100% agree. It shouldn't be a movie.
The dumbest thing.
Look at I'm looking now. Look at his face. Look at this. Look at him. Look at him right now. What is it?
Stupid.
Yeah.
This is a hot take hour on Dice of Thunder podcast.
We're just trying
if you
to
like it, we hate it.
Tune it in.
We're just sifting through the committed listeners. That's all, folks.
Boom.
Mature Dice of Thunder listener can agree to disagree.
Yeah.
And then wait 15 whole minutes for us to get to the combat that's about to happen.
Wait, combat?
Oh, did I say that out loud? There's like 10 enemies inside this bar. Come on.
We don't know they're enemies
We don't
yet.
Make tokens.
I have high
there's song
score.
And dancers in there.
It's true.
They need to get
They're
out
They're going
to
get up and do a...
No bard has ever done anything wrong, ever.
I've never
said
done
no
anything
bard.
Wrong in my life, ever.
Yeah. If
Money
ever
please.
There was a character that was a bard, right? Well, we shall transition back to the story, because that's why you're all here. I don't know how much of that banter up top made it. Maybe we're 7 minutes into the episode. Maybe we're 15 minutes into the episode.
Let's keep going.
Yeah.
But here we are. Luton just met a friend.
I did.
A lizard folk man by the name of Ixil Thraxos with his slate blue and green skin and massive orange and yellow frilled mohawk wearing a gi. Only a gi. Very reminiscent of Dragon Ball Z in its coloring. A little orange color with some orange, bright orange piping.
It's my favorite anime.
Is your power level 5,000?
It's over 9,000.
Whoa. I've been charging up for 9 years.
Gotta have a limber tongue to say his name. Lipstick? Yeah. Throat soak?
Yes.
Wow.
Ixil Thraxos.
That's what I said.
That's what I heard. Yeah. And he's got the symbol of Gozray emblazoned on the back of his karate gi.
I mean, Gozray intervening in this way is interesting.
Supposedly, Ixil heard on the wind that he was supposed to travel here and meet the Shumfalo Five. And up at the top of the episode here, would you give us a little rundown of Ixil? Because we have no idea what his level 10 capabilities are. We don't even know what class he is.
Yeah, I'd love
so
to.
Give us an Ixil summary.
This is so exciting.
Ixil, as I explained last episode.
I forgot to tell you. Oh, I'm sorry. Are we're not interrupting anybody this episode? My bad. Continue.
Wow.
The shade.
Don't be so dramatic.
That's all I know how to
don't
do.
Don't be
so
likes the drama.
I say nothing.
He does like the drama.
I'm literally running a dramatic radio show out of my daughter's old bedroom.
That's just super meta.
That's why the One Direction posters are still on the wall.
Hey, whoa, no, I put those up after she left.
Oh, okay.
Come on.
Yeah, I should have known that.
Zane.
Yeah. Should have known that. Ixil is a lizard folk, like we revealed last episode. He is a monk.
Yeah. Now,
up until now, all of us have played dual class characters. Ixil is just a monk. No lizard. Dual class.
Okay.
Scott was kind enough to unlock archetypes, additional archetypes for me. So he's not like, he's going to come in and benefit the group still.
I use the free archetype rules from the Game Mastery Guide. So it's a...
Which are how to combat someone who doesn't want two classes, right?
No. What it does is allows only archetype feats to be added on opposite levels of normal feat gaining.
Okay.
So it's fully detailed out in the Game Master Core rules on how to do this and how to use it. So it's a legitimate, fully true to the rules like we try to be here on the show. And
so he
it's
has
an alternative option that would allow people to pick a free archetype if they qualify for it and then invest archetype feats for free without having to take away from their main class.
So he basically has twice as many feet as all of us. So how many shoes do you have?
Yes, real question. But he does not gain the benefits of the saves, the hit points, the, I don't know, there's
the masteries.
There's a lot of stacking bonuses. Masteries, yes, yeah. Thank you. For all of your like save masteries and stuff like that, your perception bonus. He doesn't gain all those benefits that you would normally get with dual classing. So it's a little bit of it's kind of dual classing light, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
And he doesn't wear shoes.
That too.
Yeah,
to answer that question.
Get your scaly little feet out there.
Yep, that's right. He's if you go look at the artwork, Thunder Buddies, he looks like he has dinosaur feet.
Cool.
So, yeah, just a couple big toenails.
You know, so you're lizard folk. Dar Nairu's mom was killed by a lizard folk's war dinosaur.
He just made that up.
No, that's literally in my short story I wrote for my character.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Well, I hate you.
I hope he doesn't harbor any biases towards lizards.
All lizard folk are the same.
No. The war dinosaurs got out. It wasn't even intentional. It was an accident.
Oh,
yeah. They just got loose.
Okay.
Yeah, they did.
Okay.
But they're for war.
Who
let the dogs dinosaurs out?
That sounds like that song would be a hit.
It slaps.
Yeah. So he is a monk. He doesn't use monk weapons, so his fists are his weapon. Now, that being said, he does have very strong fists. I was going back and forth between using a +2 greater striking or shock. I decided to go with the +2 greater striking hand wraps of mighty blows. Because his whole thing is he's going to use the entire battlefield. He's going to run in fast. He's going to run out. He's going to land some blows. He's going to trip people. He's going to grapple people. He is going to throw down some fast punches and get out. Basically, he's going to punch, move, punch, move.
You're a ping pong ball.
He is a ping pong ball.
Yes. But made of metal.
So yes.
Like a pinball.
Yes.
Wait, so you're rolling 3 damage dice when you hit.
That is correct.
Because it's a greater strike.
Correct.
Oh, Turb's jelly.
Correct. I mean, he is very different from Varg. So Thunder Buddies, this is going to feel completely different from Varg. He is wise instead of intelligent. He's actually a -1 in intelligence, but he's a +4
in
wisdom. So you're going to see a lot higher rolls. Not as much damage dishing out, but you're going to see a lot higher rolls.
I don't know. I think we might be surprised
at his
damage capability with
you're rolling 3 damage dice. That's pretty sweet.
He's going to help a lot in setting up Dar Nairu for successful attacks and getting people off guard. And yeah. So, and you'll have to wait until our battle to see what sort of awesome stuff he can do.
Cool.
What's his hit points, armor class?
Yeah. So his AC is 30.
What?
Varg would have been 26.
Wow.
Yeah.
At level 10.
And hit points, he's still pretty high. He's 138.
Nice.
For hit points.
Okay.
He's rolling 18 perception.
Okay. Cool.
Nice.
And I do still have the +2 on initiative rolls.
Cool.
So +20 on initiative rolls.
Yeah.
He's an expert in fortitude saves, +17. 20. He's a master in reflex saves, +21. And an expert in will saves, +18.
We are reflexy.
Yes.
What skills does he have a mastery in?
He's a master in acrobatics. He's a master in athletics. He's a master in intimidation. And he's a master in survival.
Wow.
That's actually pretty good for a -1 in intelligence.
He's a ninja.
But that's pretty much
pretty good skill bonuses. So
yeah,
he's also trained in stealth plus 17.
Cool.
And what was the free archetype you chose?
Free archetype I chose was acrobat. Scott, GM, Hoffman.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing that with the Thunder Buddies. Thunder Buddy Nation.
Yeah.
They're not just limited to one
galaxy nation.
Yeah.
Oh, I like
Thunder
galaxy.
Buddy existence.
No, but galaxy just rolls off the tongue.
Thunder Buddy Galaxy.
The Thunder Buddy Galaxy.
I like it. I like it.
There's definitely people on Mars listening to this show.
All kinds of people.
One day.
Well, that is an interesting look at Ixil-Thraxos. Hopefully I'll kill him outside of combat here, and we won't ever have to deal with any of that stuff. No? You don't like that idea? Maybe.
I don't hold my breath anymore for any of Jordan's characters.
Let's not, I know. Dude, it's not hat trick characters here.
That's not his fault. I just think bad rolls.
Well, Shumfall of Four have powered up a little bit here. You still have the burden of getting on board this ship,
which is going to be here this afternoon.
It is on its way, yes.
Okay. We need to get tickets. We need to get on this boat. Where do we buy the tickets? Do we see
there is a sign on the bar where Ixil's sitting, and Ixil would probably grab it and then show it to you. All tickets sold out.
Oh, so we do have to steal them.
We have to sneak on, maybe?
Well, we could try to sneak on. We could just try to steal tickets from anyone in this bar right now.
Pickpocket.
Yeah, which is thievery. I'm okay at that. I'm okay at stealth, too. I've also screwed up lots of rolls before, but I'm willing to try. I would have to do... Does Kal-El need a separate ticket?
You would need a ticket for your animal companion.
So we need four.
He actually needs two seats.
He's large.
So we need to have four successful stealth pickpockets.
Woo!
Guys.
Stealth or thievery?
Stealth. I need to not be caught while I'm thieving. So gotcha.
It's just a successful thievery check. Thievery has that all kind of wrapped up into one.
Mm.
If this is what I need to do, we need to find some way to distract everybody. And I do see a table full of performers over there.
And the table, the other table, opposite of the performers, they are boisterously drunk. I forgot to mention that before.
That's helpful.
They are having a great time.
They might be easier marks. You're right. I was going to get them to play songs to distract the people I don't want on the boat, which are all the people are in hoods.
Hoods and masks.
And the masks. Ninjas? Yeah, the ones that look like they want to hurt us more than anybody. What do you guys think? You just want to try to steal them from the drunk people?
No, I like your other idea. Maybe we can...
Distract them.
Start a distraction.
To perform or something.
Maybe this dwarf has tickets.
Yeah, who's the dwarf?
Who's this dork?
Who's this dwarf?
He's just... It's just a guy sitting there, not paying attention to anybody in the room.
Seems suspicious.
You gonna go flutter over there? I'm gonna start casing the group of five in the bottom part of the area. Just kind of, if I can perceive any...
That group,
open opportunity.
The group of five rather raucous-looking ruffians that are having a great time there in the corner. All right.
The raucous ruffians.
Roll a perception check.
Should I keep it if it's out of the box? No. It's a 19, though. Oh, natty 18. Plus 17.
He's back, folks.
Thankfully.
All right. 35 is a pretty good roll for perception. Yeah. And you overhear them chatting about how they stole these tickets from a group of travelers that they waylaid on the road.
Oh.
Awesome. So they're terrible people.
They're having a great time. And there is a woman seated amongst them that keeps bragging about how she wanted to show all of her fellows, her merry band of ruffians. She wanted to show them all a really good time. So she took them to a highfalutin establishment and has got them a trip on a riverboat to enjoy some of the finer things in life. The trip on the Gearsmoke is an all expenses paid.
Oh, all inclusive?
All inclusive trip down the river, yes.
Free snacks.
Extra bacon.
All the snacks you can snack.
Ooh, okay.
And they're all having a really great time with the prospect that they've gotten away with this crime.
I think this is what I think we should do. Buy him a round, mm-hmm. and then new lizard guy is going to perform the crap out of stuff while he tries to get the other drunk idiots to come in and perform stuff just to distract him. And then I'm like, beep, 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 picking pockets.
You guys want to set up some kind of a distraction? Yeah. Who's going to talk to the Gun City Revelers?
I don't mind being the guy carrying over the rounds of drinks for them. So I'll
you
be like,
well, you're going to be. You're the pickpocket.
Well, I'm saying if I brought him and set him at the table, but I'm not the. I'm just the deliverer. I'm like the waiter at this point. And then
metagaming himself into doing it all. I see.
No. Just dropping the beers off while somebody else talks or dropping the drinks off.
I'll take away your bonus to your thievery check that I was going to give you.
Why would I get a bonus and take it away for that?
Because you're multitasking.
I am going to explain how in real life I can do this. I'm standing
up. Do you want to focus on your task or do you want to multitask? That's all. That's all I'm asking.
This is focusing on the task. No, have you not watched Ocean's 11?
Multitasking to me.
It's not. Yeah. I'm just saying. I'll just carry the drinks over. I'm
like
not doing
that,
anything.
Just like that Ocean's movie, 11. You have too many personalities trying to act.
Oh
all
my
the same
gosh!
Time.
What are you talking about?
So Luton's going to take the drinks over.
Ah, okay.
With Kal-El, because he's a huge distraction.
Yes, he is. Literally.
True. Just by standing there. So Luton orders 5 whiskeys.
Whiskey leches.
Whiskey leches.
Okay.
Gross.
Yeah.
Whiskey and milk?
Sounds great to me.
It's the, yeah.
It would only be worse if it was like Fireball whiskey. Cinnamon milk.
The bartender, upon hearing your request to place an order, comes out from the back room. And out steps this just absolute unit of a human being. He is 6'8", probably 340 pounds.
I'm in this game?
And he just looks like...
Oh.
He can lift this whole bar up and throw it at you. I'll get you 5 whiskey leches.
Oh, thank you.
No, this is my pleasure.
Thank you, Governor.
Remember, there's no rough housing in my bar.
Okay. Yes, sir.
It'll be 5 copper pieces.
Pay the man.
Ixel will throw the money over.
Yeah, thank you.
What is that noise? Every time you do that accent.
It's Arnold. And he leaves.
And then he leaves.
He just trusts no roughhousing will happen.
I mean, if you're that big, would you?
If it happens, I'll hear it.
So Luton takes the tray of drinks.
All right.
Flies over with it. Lands on the table.
Hey.
Okay.
And Kal-El also makes his way over.
Meow.
Because he doesn't trust these people. They look like ne'er-do-wells. And she says, good morrow, good sirs.
Aye, entertainment. Will you entertain us? Dancing fairy. You all see it, right?
So Luton goes, okay, and then starts flapping around and twirling, and then looks over at Darnayru and winks.
Kal-El rolls his eyes at you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Luton, would you roll either a performance or a diplomacy check, please? I mean, I would love to force you to roll a performance check, but doesn't seem fair.
We're going to do a diplomacy. Yeah,
because it was diplomatic.
It was diplomatic. I'm trying to make friends. Natural 20.
Hey. Oh, boy.
Plus 21.
Are you kidding
me? How about 41?
What's your training level in diplomacy?
Yes. Mastery.
That's a plus 6 to Darnayru's thievery check.
Yay. Nice.
Which we will use as an aid. All right, Darnayru.
Great.
You're picking some pockets.
Okay.
I am attempting to pick some pockets.
It's easy as picking a nose.
I will give you a choice.
Okay.
And I'm going to be very transparent here.
Uh-huh.
When you're picking a pocket, there is a -5 to your thievery check.
Uh-huh.
That's what it says right here in the rules de book.
Uh-huh.
Dang it! But...
that one was stuck in there.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it has been.
You, like, nailed it to the wall, too. Amazing. The DC for this to pick each individual pocket, however, is low. It's only 21. Uh-huh, so even though you're rolling a -5, your thievery DC is 21.
Okay.
Plus 6.
You're going to add +6 to any roll that you make because of Luton's distraction. Her wonderfully masterful distraction. Or is it +4? I need to look that up. I think it's +4. Yeah. Aid when you're a master, it's +4.
So I have subtle theft as well, which will help a little bit. Part of it is once I've successfully stolen something, observers, other creatures other than the creature you stole from, take a -2 circumstance penalty to their perception DCs to detect my theft. But the thing that really is helpful is additionally, if you first create a diversion using deception, but I don't know if that you let that play because of her diplomacy to distract them, taking a single palm and eye object or steal action doesn't end your undetected condition. So if they didn't detect me, I wouldn't be detected.
All right. It is +3 from mastery. I just looked
plus
it up.
+3. Okay.
I like to double those. Keeps going down. I know. I had to make sure I was getting it right because I like to double the bonuses. But okay. Critical success gives you a plus +3 to your roll.
You can double the bonus. That's fine.
I'll think about it. We want to be transparent and on the rules. Okay, so yeah, you won't lose your undetected stealthy condition. All right. Very good. So the offer that I want to make to you is that you would do 5 individual checks to steal as many tickets as you can. Or you can make one check, but it would be a much harder difficulty.
To steal them all?
Yeah.
What difficulty?
I'm not telling you that
What's
part.
Easier, making 52 small decisions or one large one? I don't want 5 tickets. I want 4.
Okay.
But if I screw up one, an extra opportunity would be cool. It's just a lot of rolling, and I'm not feeling real steady lately in my rolling.
All right.
But at a harder difficulty would bump it up. I have a plus +20 to thievery. If I'm getting a plus +3 from Luton, then I'm plus +23 to the roll.
Minus -5 for pickpocketing is a plus +18 total.
So adjusted. Plus +18 to whatever my roll is. And the base DC, the not hard one, was 21, which means I have to roll more than a 3.
A 3 or better.
A lot.
It's just a 1 or a 2. That's it. Just don't roll a 1 or a 2.
I think it's safer to roll them individually, mathematically, rather than potentially have to roll like a 28 or 29 for a DC.
Potentially.
So,
who knows what the DC is?
Who knows? I don't.
I will say somebody
I'm just going to roll them individually.
Alrighty. We need 4 then.
Unless I screw one up. And it's not so that I'm noticed, and then I'd have to go
for
the 5th.
Well, if you screw one up, we're gonna walk down a different road.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Here we go. Here's the first one. Natty 19.
Hey.
Oh.
Critical success.
That's a critical success.
Does that do anything cool?
You pilfer a ticket cleanly and smoothly from the leader of this group.
And 100 nice. Gold. Just kidding. Second one. Natty 1.
Hero point.
Do I even have hero?
Yeah, you all have one.
Rest and repair. Prepare.
Everybody should have one hero point.
Okay.
Wow.
I'm definitely going to use the hero point.
Okay. That's never done anyone any wrong.
Nah. These guys aren't going to kill us. Rerolled a natty 3. How do you feel about that?
Feels like a pass. You pilfer another ticket.
Barely. I know. It has to not be a 1 or 2. That's what
okay,
I was going to do.
Okay, got it. He said that.
Roll 3.
Third roll.
It's a natty 2.
Oh, man! What die are you using?
It's not the die. It's the box.
The die.
Oh, the box
keeps hitting the edge
air
and stopping.
The dice fall through before they hit the table.
And taint.
Most of my dice get stuck and crack on the side of the box. I'm just going to start rolling them across the table. I'm not even using my cup. I'm using my hand.
I made the table out of a mouse pad so that you could roll them on the table.
Yeah, but it's not contained. It's not confined. And I'm a crazy roller sometimes, so I roll like that. Okay, so I failed. Everyone knows that I'm stealing from them, and I only have 2 tickets.
The third ticket snatching goes completely wrong, and you stumble and bump into the guy.
I accidentally tickle him.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
He's just really ticklish in his pockets.
Like most people.
He starts to notice, and... Luton, I'm going to give you an opportunity to interject here with something. And you tell me.
What could I do?
Kick him in the face with your little blue foot. It would be hilarious.
I need something to
spill a drink on
to turn
something.
His attention back to me.
All right. So you try to make some kind of additional rapport.
Yeah. Maybe I flick a fireball, like a little small one or something.
Oh, okay. A little prestidigitation.
Yeah. Prestidigitation.
Okay.
Yes.
Roll a diplomacy check.
Yay.
We'll see if we can recover this.
Here we go. 28 total.
That's pretty good.
That is pretty good. As this,
I'm sorry, 29 total.
Oh, excuse me. Well, that makes all the difference because the DC was 29.
Oh.
I have plus +21 to diplomacy.
Yeah.
I rolled an 8.
Okay. Yeah, the DC I was putting on this was 29 because that's the standard for your level and also a hard making it DC 29, and you hit it exactly.
Yes.
Woo.
So fireball.
You see this this man start to notice that turns around and looks like he's going to look back at Darnayru, and in the last moment you make a flourish with your wings and shoot a fireball into the sky like you're entertaining these people. The Gun City Revelers take notice and they all start watching you guys as well, as your display has now gone pyrotechnic.
You might have a job opportunity after this.
And you recover the failure of Darnayru.
Yes.
And are successfully
worthless,
able to
terrible stupid character Darnayru.
The third ticket is pilfered. So you have one left.
Yes, but in stealing, I still palm the item. I just get noticed doing it when
exactly.
I fail. So
yes.
I still would have got the ticket.
Yes.
He just would have. Yeah. Okay.
Well, now you're 3 of 4 tickets procured.
No box. No dice cup.
Let's go.
No look.
Nothing. No bad things are gonna happen, right?
Yeah, you did good.
I was gonna say I rolled a 96. Still a
pass,
but still terrible.
You obtain a 4th ticket.
Oh my gosh.
Fourth or third?
Fourth. He failed the third one.
Yeah.
But
Luton
still
recovered. And he now keeps a fourth
with her
ticket.
Solid roll.
Yeah.
Four of them. I don't want to risk taking a fifth one.
Take it. Why not?
It's up to you.
Do we need a fifth ticket? Why does Kairos want me to take a fifth ticket?
Kairos is not there.
I know he's not.
Why leave one of them to get on the boat while the rest of them can't?
I don't want to fail, but okay. I'm letting a guy not with us talk me into this.
I'm right here.
No, look. Natty 7.
All right. Fifth ticket has been procured.
My goodness.
You leave the band of ruffians alone to get back into their cups and finish their whiskey leches?
Yes.
All right. You guys
it's like horchata. It's not that
it
weird.
It is not like horchata.
Yes, it is.
Horchata is cinnamon.
Fireball is cinnamon.
You guys head back over to the bar area. Everyone's carrying on without any notice of your ill behavior except that dwarf.
Oh, no.
Seated at the table in the corner.
Yeah.
Eyeballing you guys the whole time. Holds up a stubby little finger, waves it back and forth.
It seems our friend in the corner has noticed.
He doesn't know what we're up to. We're doing good things.
He can mind his own business.
He gets up out of his chair.
He should have done that.
And wanders over to the four of you.
Don't
Hello,
stand on
you're
Merton.
Standing on me.
That's my bad. I gotta
Ixel, put... Ixel stands up in between him and Luton.
Oh, this is my lizard.
You're just collecting animals
I
at this
know,
point.
I know, this is so great.
I am sentient.
I mean, look at me. I'm an animal, too.
Duval, would you describe who it is that walks up to meet the Shumfalo 4?
What?
Here?
So this dwarf, this rock dwarf, walks up and he says, Kibwe Nyorka, it's a pleasure for you to meet me.
The pleasure is all yours? I mean, mine?
Interesting, activity you're engaged in with these sorts of fellows. So Kibwe Nyorka is he's a rock dwarf, about 4'6". He's got a stocky, muscular build, and he's spent a long time in the rugged terrains and mountains and deep caverns. He's got this skin that's deep and earthy brown, rough like weathered stone. He looks like he's been through some stuff. Like his eyes are like this striking granite color, like this gray, and he's got like this really confident demeanor about him. He's got like this broad and strong face. He's got high cheekbones. He's a handsome guy. The long, thick beard that cascades down to his chest and braids with woven bits of polished metal and stone. You can tell he's from some opulence. Like he's been around people with some means. You notice across his back he's got this long rifle with him, and he's got some armor on his shoulders and got some pretty cool boots, and he kind of has a sly smile as he just stares at y'all.
An armored gunslinger?
Yeah.
This is legit.
Wow.
Yeah, Kibwe.
And just like last week, you can go to diceofthunder.com and see this fresh Olibomb commission just sitting there waiting for you guys to peruse and enjoy. Please, we'll put it up on Discord, Twitter, Instagram, all the facey page, bookie pages, MySpace.
Is he from the Gilded Gunners? He's totally getting off Gilded Gunner vibes.
No, he's from Dongenhold. He's,
from Dongenhold.
Well, he'll tell you.
Tell me. I need to know who are you?
And the 2025 Excellence in Roleplaying Award goes to Greg Santee.
What is your interest in our business, friend?
Oh, our business? You just got here, guy. Oh, sorry.
I'm included. I've known them for 5 whole minutes.
Good question. My understanding is 1, 2, 3, that you are the Shumfalo 5, 4.
Do you not know how to count? Look. This is a tough time right now.
I heard tell that you are on a mission, and you could probably use someone of my skill and ability. You see, I am from noble background, and I won't go in too deep, but
that's a dwarf pun for sure.
Dwarf pun.
You're welcome. In order for me to get back into the good graces of my court, I need to prove myself, and I think that by you partnering with me, I can help you accomplish your little mission, and you can help me get in the good graces of the elders of my court. What say ye?
How can you be trusted?
Well,
how do we know you're not someone who's going to say you're a really great friend and then step up and just disappear and leave us forever?
Sounds like you could use someone to talk to.
Feels like he's projecting a little bit.
Maybe a little.
Unfortunately, so I'm not that guy. But I did witness you pick the pockets masterfully of those masked bandits over there, and I didn't say a word. My allegiance is true to me. And to getting back into the way and means of Dungenhold, where I should be sitting one day as king.
Whoa.
King, huh?
Are you royalty? Solid. I am more than royalty. I am Kibwe Nyorka.
Schmoyalty.
I am schmoyalty. I am schmoyalty.
Well, Luton, I feel like this is very new, but what do you think? I do appreciate that you did not say anything about the whole ticket.
I wouldn't dare. I was impressed. It was pretty good.
Do you have a ticket?
I do not have a ticket, but I counted that you now have 5 tickets.
This is true.
I think that beggars can't be choosers here, Darnayru, and we should give him a chance.
Ah, I like this blue one.
You are right. We need all the help we can get.
Indeed you do. And now you have me, so we can't go wrong.
I love me some me. Then okay. I suppose we should start handing out tickets and prepare for the boat's arrival.
Where was that spelling guy?
How do we spell his name? Sorry, I was in the loo. This is Kibwe Nyorka.
Hello.
Shamfalo 5 newest member, I think, right?
Yes, you can have me.
He's a big deal in the Dungenhold. And his name is K-I-B-W-W-E.
What?
K-I-B-W-W-E.
Very good.
Listen, some letters are harder than others.
Okay.
Nyorka and Excel.
Is N-Y-O-K-A.
Of the great Nyorkas of Dungenhold.
Of the great Nyorkas
of Dungenhold.
That's what I said. Thank you. Go back out.
Bye, go back.
Huzzah.
Welcome, friend. We sincerely hope you can live up to your description of yourself.
Yes.
Indeed. I already have. Let us go.
Does anybody have like a nobility lore or a Dungenhold lore?
No.
Other than Kibwe?
Nope.
Nope.
We have no way to know if he's telling the truth.
I mean, Dungenhold is not included in Alkenstar lore, is it?
Correct. Alkenstar is a city. Dungenhold's a different city.
Yeah.
But we can tell by his clothing and his weapons.
Make a society check.
Okay.
He's got some money.
18.
32.
So, Luton, you're fascinated by this person, this dwarf who's presented himself, obviously saw you guys, didn't betray your trust, trying to maybe
He's got his own agenda.
Do the two things align? We don't know. Darnayru, you recognize that this man is dressed in noble finery and appears to be fully exactly what he says that he is. One thing that of peculiar note is the holster on his right hip, where a pistol should go, is empty. You would know from a society check that that would be very odd for a dwarf to have an empty holster.
Greg almost said something, not Darnayru. I was like, did your clan pistol get taken away? Why is your holster empty?
It appears you are knowledgeable about my people.
I just think it's weird you have a thing to hold a gun and there's no gun in it.
Yes, very observant. I've lost the ancestral weapon bestowed to me. I shall get it back. I shall get it back.
You lost it, or it was taken from you, or?
What is the difference? They are one and the same. It's no longer mine. But it was taken from me.
It makes a difference if you lost a fight.
I didn't lose a fight.
Oh, okay.
There was a scandal, you see, lies. Many lies, triangulation, HR incidences. And I lost. I lost. But I shall win again, because I have you. You have me.
Charming.
Indeed.
We'll see if you're of any value to the team.
Bro, you just got here too.
What are you talking about? Axel's been here the whole time.
I have the support of the Tempest.
Ooh.
You are missing your sidearm.
Ooh.
Wait. Oh, wait, no. I don't support PC on PC crime.
Careful before I make my next pair of boots out of you.
Oh, no.
We are not in competition.
Interior crocodile alligator.
We are not in competition. Our means are the same. I desire to be bestowed to my rightful place in my clan, and you want to save Alkenstar, am I right?
This is factually true.
Well, fish breath. We shall work together here, and we will watch our tongues, or we will lose them.
Is it fishy from the kibble or the pate?
No, he's fish breath.
Oh, yeah, not me.
The Dark Knight was the fish breath. This is like cat food.
Hey, I kept, I kept
that's
my...
That's why I'm over here cracking up by myself.
I kept my fork and tongue behind my teeth.
Ixil can't.
Ixil will say, good luck catching mine.
And he just whips out his tongue like 5 feet and just boops him on the nose.
Ow.
Gross. We don't know where that tongue has been.
I will let that slide.
Back into your head.
My focus is our mission. If you will have me.
Like you said, our means are the same, but our end may be different.
Indeed.
I can, because we need all the help we can get, I can put up with this.
And you, Lizard Face, can you put up with Kiwe?
I defer to Luton.
Is she your mama?
I am her ward, in a sense.
Oh, how noble.
Luton is fascinated and decides to test our new friend. So she plucks a shell bead from her own hair, flies up to Kiwe, and hands it out.
No, thank you. I'm not hungry. I kid. Thank you. Thank you for this gesture of noble friendship.
The peace offering, and you're like, I don't want to eat it.
I take it with great pleasure and honor.
He braids it into his beard and wears it in the front.
Sweet.
He has passed the test. We will take him on as a part of our group.
Luton, I've couldn't help but notice you've never given me a shell. I should say that.
Darnayru's so buttered. First Kairos leaves him. Then he realizes he's not really friends with Luton.
Keep dying.
He's a kitty.
All these new faces that are showing him up instantly, you know.
Kitty turns around, cat butt, walk away.
Darnayru, you've earned my trust a long time ago.
Tiny
from
little
the beginning.
Cat tail flips up.
Yes.
Oh gosh.
Do you two need a moment or shall we get on with it?
I'm fine. It's been a very long week.
It's just emotional.
Wait, so you turn sideways, you make yourself all big?
Yeah.
I understand that my...
The mental picture of a 6 foot tall cat man just... with his hands all out.
I love it when you make you laugh.
Oh man, I'm gonna crack myself up with that one for a few hours.
I understand that my personality can be a bit grating, but this is who I am.
As long as you're honest with us.
Huzzah.
It shall be who you shall be.
Well, I think you could teach a class on how to make an edgy character that's also cooperative. Well done, sir.
Yeah,
I like
well
it.
Done.
You're welcome.
Who the heck is Kiwe Naoka on paper?
Kiwe,
will you tell us about this guy? Unknown guy?
He's a dwarf gunslinger. He speaks a bunch of languages, but he is a simple and martial firearms and crossbows kind of guy. So he's carrying this blunderbuss with him.
Oh, yeah.
It does a lot of things. I mean, he's a master in acrobatics, crafting, and he's trained in a whole bunch of things like engineering lore.
Oh, cool. Yes. We have needed that.
Alkenstar
so
lore.
Oh, right on.
Thievery. That's why he was able to peep what you were doing, and he was impressed. He was like, oh, look at this guy.
I'm surprised you're impressed.
Must have Googled that. Society, so he's really into, you know, the finer things and people with power, and he thinks he's one of those and believes he's been wrong. But he's got, like, a lot of cool ways about him. He's got, like, alchemical shot, so he's able to use, like, bombs and also strike with his firearm. And he can also use bombs to, like, throw healing bombs. So to place.
So he's
like
an
that.
Alchemist gunslinger.
Yeah.
Just like Jordan, I gave Kiwe a free archetype.
Oh, so it's a single
his
class.
His archetype that he chose was alchemist.
Oh, mm-hmm. Cool.
So he is a gunslinger, but he also heavily dabbles in the alchemical.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Sweet.
So, but he is a rock dwarf, so, you know, he's into, like, sort of, you know, rock and roll music.
Soft rock dwarf, not a hard, not a speed metal dwarf.
No one's going to say it.
Rock and stone
to the bone
for Carl. But more like, you know, yacht rock kind of stuff.
Guys, but he's like, I have a soft spot in my heart for yacht
rock. Dude, who doesn't?
You would.
Mix 96.
Yeah, stuff's good. It's pinky up right there, baby.
Yes.
We need to yacht rock for this boat.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's got dark vision. He's a demolitionist, so he's casting bombs. He's throwing heals. He's shooting from far away. So he is a ranged. I wanted to make a ranged character that could do that. That's who he is. He's got some vials of other alchemical things he can do and mix up some stuff and like launch it. But
cool,
not casting spells, but casting chemicals, throwing bombs. He's got AC of 27. Okay, he's got 130 hit points.
Wow.
He's tanky. 18 perception. He's got a master in perception, and he's an expert in everything else. 18 fortitude, 19 reflex, 16 will. He's dope.
I want to talk about this blunderbuss.
Yeah, talk about it.
Can you read us the entire title of the thing so we know what it does?
It is a greater striking shock blunderbuss.
Okay.
This weapon fires pellets from a trumpet-shaped barrel, making it an excellent choice for hunting brush fowl or dealing damage with a short, broad area, so it shoots about 40 feet. Adventuring gunslingers often carry a blunderbuss to deal with swarms of vermin and similar threats. And this one shoots 3d8 plus 4 piercing, plus 1d6 electrical, plus 3 piercing splash damage.
Yes.
Whoa.
Blunderbuss does splash damage.
Oh, I was going to say, well, how's it spout?
Rambo Chambla.
And I'm like plus 22, plus 17, plus 12.
Plus 22.
Plus 22.
How is your two hit so high?
Yeah.
He's slinging the gun.
Sling the gun.
So he is...
Because his dex is plus 5.
This is exciting. Yeah.
He's motivated. He really feels like he's been wrongly done by someone in his clan, someone very close to him. He's been betrayed. So his
been wrongfully accused.
His front is a front. Like the way he interacts is really because he's trying to be focused on his one priority, and that's getting back to the good graces.
Yeah. Aw, but he's a marshmallow inside.
Right? Yep, he is. Yay. He is, but y'all don't know that yet.
My favorite.
I don't know that yet. Right now, he's a snicker.
He's also wearing a thrower's bandolier.
Oh, so he can throw?
He can quick throw.
But yeah, I'll tell you.
Go ahead.
Because I bought it.
I want you to tell
all him. Weapons attuned to the bandolier, not including any weapons you're currently wielding, return to the bandolier.
Wow.
You throw a bomb and it goes back?
Well, Batman. If he has like a throwing knife, it would...
Oh, so it's like putting a returning rune on all your weapons
on your thrown
from the bandolier?
That's
cool. That's cool.
And so you can put runes on it.
Cool.
And it imparts its rune to anything that is equipped to the bandolier.
So his greater striking is on the bandolier?
Correct.
Whoa.
He has just a striking rune on the bandolier. All of the bombs get an extra damage dice.
So you can magically return your blunderbuss?
Yeah, throw your blunderbuss.
If he throws it, blunderbuss is not attuned to the bandolier. But it has to be thrown weapons only.
Okay.
So no,
but it's more to give the magical benefit to the bombs.
Sure. Yeah.
It's bomb.
Otherwise, you can't put striking runes on bombs. That's how you put striking runes on bombs.
Nah, I can't do it.
That's cool.
If you're out there and you're an alchemist and you're a French-Canadian, thrower's bandolier is your gear of choice.
That's pretty cool. And so we have acquired the dwarf.
And he's got level 10 gunslinger abilities, y'all.
Yeah.
I don't even know what those are.
They're insane.
Yeah, they're pretty awesome. A lot of special abilities.
Yeah.
You'll see them. Oh, you'll see them.
Well, you guys spend the next couple of hours getting to know each other. Do you have anything else you want to ask or talk about?
Ha ha ha, lipstick, you're funny. Ha ha.
Lipstick.
Just be real. We're just doing be real chat right now.
Yeah.
Blue is such a good skin color.
Rhubarb, rhubarb, rhubarb.
Yeah, I don't know. Darnayru is pretty focused at this point. We're like, all right, they're in. We've decided. And I'm like, it's go time. And I'm freaking out about it.
Okay. Revelry continues.
When does this boat arrive?
It seems like it takes days because you're all so very nervous at the arrival and the moment at which this boat comes. You're about to go on board a thing where Angelique Lovelace is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where Ibrium is. Where 3 Pyronite explosive charges wait. You check your pockets nervously. Oh, there it is. The key to disarm the one bomb. You wait. You plan. You plot. Are there any things that you want to do when you arrive on board the ship, is there anything in particular that you're, I don't know, maybe this is just me, but anytime I'm heading off to a flight somewhere or a hotel, I have to plan in my head, okay, first thing I'm going to do is take my luggage to my room, and then I'm going to go down and I'm going to check out the restaurant or find out where the bathrooms are or whatever.
It's in your room, dude.
Yeah, it's good point.
Snacks? That's on my mind.
At this point, have Darnayru and Luton filled in Ixil and Kiwe of what has happened?
Keebler and Lipstick.
Yeah, they did that.
Oh, there's the episode title.
They did that while they were getting to know each other.
We totally would have done that.
Commiserating.
That okay. Ixil will say,
we should make a plan for what happens when the boat arrives. It seems that we should keep it here as long as possible. It must not reach the city.
And Kiwe says, I got an idea. We should make a plan before the boat arrives.
Oh my god.
Figure out a way to keep it here as long as possible.
You know what? Duck Dynasty?
Yes.
Duck Dynasty.
I just like Uncle Sam. Love everything about what's happening right now.
Why don't you tell us the great plan?
Yes.
If Uncle Sid was the Black Dwarf. This is pretty good.
It's so great.
We should disarm the engine somehow, keep it slow, and then make sure that any armaments or weapons are disabled. What do you think?
How does one disarm an engine?
Well, I have the abilities and skill.
You mean disable?
Yes.
Oh, disabled. My goodness. Beef. They're beefing Darnayru
they
already.
Need to grill it and eat it.
Yeah.
We should disarm them as best we can and then search and find out where Angelique Lovelace is.
Our GM's laughing
are you guys
uncontrollably.
NPC beefing?
Yeah, they are.
I couldn't get it out.
We know that the boat is powered by a paddle wheel. We can disarm the paddle wheel and
sabotage for sure.
I have an idea.
Yes.
We have in our bag of holding an immovable rod.
We do.
The immovable. I don't know about that.
Shing. It's immovable.
Oh. I see.
It's a rod that's immovable.
That's what she said.
See, look, it's right here. I push a button.
We take the immovable
sky. It's getting huge. It's not that big. It's only that big. Yeah.
It's like a baton.
It just doesn't. You still have the air and you push baton. It. It just doesn't move.
Yeah.
Until you push the button.
Oh, I thought you did push the button.
I did. It doesn't grow. It's just that big. It's just like a foot or something.
Yeah,
or
okay. It's not like that cane that you have that you carry around.
What?
That's
what
a fighting
the
staff.
The magic extending cane that Jordan has, you know, that he's always showing off. Like a nerd? No, I'm kidding. I'm making
what
things up.
What are
about?
You talking about?
It's a radio show. I can say whatever I want. Okay. And it's true.
Oh my gosh. See? I told you. It's great.
It's great when it's funny.
Oh, man.
Well done.
So how would we use this immovable rod? This is a great idea.
We place the immovable rod in the spokes of the wheel, of the paddle wheel.
That's a fantastic idea.
Brilliant.
So
it will not move.
So then we need to... It's immovable.
Per the title of the item.
So I think we should approach this from many directions. Then I think, Luton, if you can be sneaky about that, you can take the immovable rod and do that. And perhaps our new friend, Kiwe.
That's
right?
Me, yes.
Kiwe, if you think there's some way to dismantle or disturb the engines so they cannot even power the wheel that has already stopped, like we tried to keep doing this. But then we need to be looking for these devices and these keys to disable them.
I was top of my class in engineering. I can do anything.
Yes, of course you were. I have another option. I can come in from underneath the paddles in the water and engage the immovable rod that way.
You can breathe underwater. Both you can breathe underwater. I can breathe underwater
I cannot breathe underwater, but I have breath control.
Almost useless, anyway.
I can breathe underwater.
Indefinitely, you can.
So I can place the immovable rod.
That's a good idea, because you couldn't see it underwater. It'd be much harder to fix, too.
And then, right after that, we should find the bomb and try to disable it.
I love this plan.
I think it's
I love it more than Kiwe.
If all else fails, we can appeal to Gozra and slow the speed of the river
That would be dope. Ustrasila, is that like a...
Ustrasila is Ustrasila? The river goddess, right?
She's the naiad spirit of the river.
Yeah.
I mean, does she have the power to, like, reverse the current?
It's worth begging for.
Absolutely, I agree with that.
She's basically the god of the river.
And I'm realizing, like, with three of us can basically breathe underwater, we could have got on this boat real easy.
True. But then whatever. Wouldn't have found our friend Keebler.
This is true. We need Keebler.
Keebler.
I would have slapped him with you. He would have been on the boat or something. I don't know. Like a fish jumping out of water. Just blap. Keebler.
I mean, we still... some of us can breathe. Some of us can breathe underwater.
Yeah.
Sorry.
The Keyway Man.
Some of us can breathe underwater, but then we'd still need everybody else on board. Yeah. So I think it was a good idea to steal the tickets.
For sure.
In the end.
So our plan, just to summarize... is Luton's going to go underwater to do the immovable rod?
Yes.
Keebway is going to try to disrupt the engines in some form. I know that Darnayru is going to be searching for devices and staying out of sight of Loveless, if possible. And then what's Ixil going to do?
Nothing is useless. Just saying.
What kind of powers does he have? Can he, like,
I mean, he's stealthy. Stealthy. So maybe we're both looking. Loveless. Maybe we're both looking for either Loveless and the devices or something, and Ibrium. Thing is, I the keys to disable the devices, the other two keys, are probably on their persons.
Gotta be.
And so that's obviously going to be difficult to get from them.
Right.
Unless we find some opportunity.
Hopefully, if the rod works and we stop the boat where it is, they're going to be distracted, busy trying to figure out how to fix the boat, move it on.
Yeah.
So maybe we can, maybe that will be enough of a distraction. Maybe you could swipe the key. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm down to try. I roll real bad under pressure.
I know. Plus, we'll be separated, so I don't know if that's a good idea either.
I mean, I can run pretty fast.
I have a power that I can buff you guys with. Elemental Gift. Listen to this.
Elemental Gift.
It's a range of 30 feet, one willing creature. An elemental force fills your target, granting the target swiftness of air, the ruggedness of earth, the sting of fire, or the flexibility of water, depending on which one I choose. I choose the element when I cast the spell. The target gains the benefit of that element as described below, and the spell gains that trait's element. So, air, the target gains a 30-foot status bonus to its land speed.
That's a huge bonus. That's my entire speed.
30-foot.
Yeah, that'll double your speed, so you can move in one action 60 feet.
Yeah.
Earth is, while on the ground, the target gets a +2 status bonus to fortitude and reflex saves against effects that would shove or trip it. So it's like grounding you to the earth, and saves against effects that would attempt to knock it prone. And then something about difficult terrain.
It just makes the area around that target difficult terrain. Like they're a constant walking earthquake.
Here's one that's cool. If I choose fire, the target's melee, unarmed strikes, and melee weapon strikes deal 1d6 persistent fire damage on a hit.
That's like a free fire rune.
Correct.
Yeah. That's cool.
And then the water is, the target takes on a watery sheen, gaining resistance 5 to fire, and a swim speed equal to its land speed.
That's nice. Enormous.
So remind me, I have this elemental gift.
It's a level 4 spell.
Yeah.
It's a sorcerer spell.
Okay.
You can cast it 4 times a day, because that's how many level 4 spell slots you have.
1 minute. I like that I can buff you guys now. That's pretty
dope. Dope.
Yeah, situationally very powerful. And you gotta love sorcerers, because if she also just wants to cast a bunch of hydraulic torrents instead, she can do that.
Yeah.
All right. Yep. Very good. You guys have the semblance of a plan. So if I'm going to summarize this and then GM it properly, you're going to board as normal with disguises on to try to, well, at least only Darnayru and Luton are the only ones who really need disguises at this point.
True. Mm-hmm.
Shumfall of 5 is made whole-ish. And upon arriving on the boat, Ixil's going to scout around, try to locate the persons of interest and where they may or may not be. Luton and Darnayru are going to head down into the engine room area, try to find their way down there, and sabotage the paddle wheel and the engine.
Does that take two people? Because no. I thought I was searching with.
Are you also searching? Oh, yeah. So who was? It was Keyblade who was going to help with the engine. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So Luton and Keyblade are on the sabotage run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Luton sabotaging the paddle wheel. Keyblade sabotaging the engine. Ixil and Darnayri are going to scout about and try to figure out what to do.
Find the things.
You guys have a plan?
Oh, I'm just going to stash Kal-El somewhere.
Holy smokes.
He's hard to hide. How do I...
He's hard to hide. He has a high stealth. What's the giant jaguar? Isn't that one the one on the wanted posters everywhere?
Yeah.
Had a disguise.
He's on vacation.
Put it on Kal-El. It's just a little witch's hat.
It's like a tiny...
I put a spell on you.
Well, I think we'll find out how this plan unfolds next week, folks.
Wow.
I'm so nervous.
Wow, fast episode.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you believe it? Fast. Zoomed right through.
Can you even believe it, guys?
Can't even believe it.
It's a good place to stop. We're about to descend. The last thing that happens is the paddle boat shows up. I mean, where else do you want me to go? This is where we end this episode.
We're going to ascend.
The paddle boat shows up, and it's time to drop down. You guys all line up
to
present your tickets at the moon door, at the elevator.
Yeah.
As the gear smoke appears below. And last thing I will do is I will show you what it looks like mid-deck.
Oh, yes, please.
Ooh.
As you see the gear smoke for the first time.
Oh, this is a big place.
This is huge.
Wow.
You got a pool table? Oh, no, those are card tables.
Yeah, it's like a gambling boat.
Stick the immovable rod right here, and the whole thing will go kerchunk.
Exactly.
And that's it.
Kerchunk.
Kerchunk.
All the kerchunks.
How many levels are in this thing?
Just the deck is, it's like
it is
huge.
Three levels that you can see above water.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Time to separate the party.
A dungeon on water.
No.
Yes.
I hate it.
Well, that's where we will end as the Shumfollow Five are all aboard the Gear Smoke.
All aboard. Oh,
let's go.
Wow. Incredible. I'm a little terrified.
Bon voyage.
I'm going to tell you something, guys.
What?
You're not getting off this boat.
Yeah.
This is the end.
You're going to die here.
This is the beginning of the end.
Yug, you're not getting off the boat.
No, I...
This is the end.
Very good, Keyboy. Thank you. Fourth wall breaking character. Love it. Love it for me.
Yeah.
No, it's actually really funny.
The Keyboy Ixil beef is funny to me.
Totally is.
Well, tune in next week, Thunder Buddies.
For more beef.
More beef.
More beef.
Bye.
More lizard meat.
Dice of Thunder and the Dice of Thunder podcast uses trademarks and or copyrights owned by Paizo Inc. used under Paizo's community use policy. We are expressly prohibited from charging you to use or access this content. Dice of Thunder and the Dice of Thunder podcast is not published, endorsed, or specifically approved by Paizo. For more information about Paizo Inc. and Paizo products, visit paizo.com.